Welcome to Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource, the radio show that helps you find answers on important topics like finances, senior housing, estate planning, real estate, health, and much more. Now let's join Kupuna Wiki hosts Brandon Lau and Andrew Leon.
Aloha and welcome to the Kupuna Wiki radio show. This month we are talking about finance. And in studio we have J.R. Robinson, owner and founder of Financial Planning Hawaii, and co-founder of software maker NestEggGuru.com. Kupuna Wiki is Hawaii's senior resource. We talk to the best local professionals in the state regarding topics such as real estate, senior housing, estate planning, finance, and health, so our kupuna families can find the best resources in the midst of a life transition. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Brandon Lau.
And I'm Andrew Leong,
your host for the Kupuna Wiki radio show.
If you missed any of our shows on air, the Kupuna Wiki radio show is available as a podcast and can be found on both Spotify and Apple for your listening pleasure. Our title sponsor for today is Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 753-9033.
And now we have a real estate tip of the week brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
Knowing whether or not your home is in a high-risk flood area is important as it affects your flood insurance rates. You can determine what flood zone your home is by consulting your TMK or referring to FEMA's flood insurance rate maps.
For more information on flood insurance or anything regarding real estate, contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors at 753-9033. Again, today we have the pleasure of speaking with J.R. Robinson, owner and founder of Financial Planning Hawaii, and co-founder of software maker NestEggGuru.com. Welcome, JR. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. I mean, as best as we can under these particular circumstances in Hawaii, obviously.
That's wonderful.
But thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, we know that you have a nice long career and you're very established here on Oahu. But maybe you can share a little bit about your background for those listeners who haven't heard from you before.
Sure, absolutely. So, in terms of being around for a long time, I like to call it experience rather than being
experience
old.
That is experience and wisdom.
Yeah, I was at Long's the other day buying the new seltzer water, the spiked water
right.
stuff. I kind of like that. And they asked me what my date of birth was. You know, they have to ask that if everybody comes in. And I'm like, long ago in a galaxy far, far away. So
they carded you for water.
No, they yeah.
Well, they were just being safe.
Yes, exactly.
Well, tell us a little bit. How did you get around to financial planning, and what really motivates you to do what you do?
I'll tell you all about that. Actually, just to answer your first question, I didn't
sure.
mean to gloss over, but I actually, believe it or not, I'm not local.
Okay.
For real.
You could have fooled me.
Sure. No, I grew up in rural western Massachusetts,
okay.
in a town called Williams. That's like in the northwest corner of Massachusetts with New York and Vermont right there, too. And it's a little tiny town, but it's the home of Williams College,
okay.
which actually played most of my friends from high school went away to different colleges, and I ended up going to school in my hometown. But to bring that to where we are now, that's actually where I met my wife, who's from Honolulu.
No kidding. Wow.
And after she graduated from law school, it was either stay in Massachusetts or relocate my business to Hawaii, and
Hawaii.
That wasn't a hard choice.
Yeah.
So we've been here since 1996. That's the background.
She twisted your arm.
Yeah, it wasn't hard.
So Hawaii is your home, and obviously you've done well here. And how did you get into financial planning? I'm assuming you were also in law school yourself?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
She's the brains in the family.
Okay. But you're the hard worker.
Yes, so. That's exactly right.
So, yeah, tell us about your financial planning practice.
Yeah, so, how I got into the business is, like everything in life, there's always a funny story behind it. So I graduated from college. I had a degree in economics and a degree in geology, and I started out as an environmental geologist.
No kidding.
And that was your former life. Yeah, it was my former. That was only for about 6 or 8 months after college. And then I realized, like, I'm outside in the winter doing underground storage tank things, and I was just like, this is miserable.
Was it the ideal work environment?
No, it was really cold. It was fun in the summer. I was in shorts and t-shirt, but in the winter, like this, and I don't see myself getting a PhD to advance myself. I was going to be a drone in that field for a long time.
Right.
So I left, and I didn't have any direction. My parents were really that keen on having me on the couch in my underwear while I figured my life out. So they had me go interview a friend of theirs who ran an A.G. Edwards office, which is a brokerage firm that's long
sure.
since been acquired. But the manager there was a family friend, and he took me under his wing, and that's how I got into the business. I just kind of stumbled into it, basically.
Wow.
but the econ background helped, and that's where I got started. So I had been in business there for about 7 years before we got married, and then when I relocated, I came here, and people always say, how do you manage bringing your clients all the way from Massachusetts to here? I'm like, it probably would have been harder if I was moving to a small town in Iowa or something, but they thought it was pretty cool that I was moving to Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, can we visit you and get a tax write-off?
Exactly. So that question came up all the time. I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
Just make sure you come to my office, right?
exactly, which we always did. Actually, a bunch of people did that. So that was how I got to here. That's how I stumbled into the business. And as I was getting started, I realized that the passion wasn't about investing in stocks and bonds and mutual funds. It was really about financial planning. I found out really early that stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, they're commodities. You can get them anywhere. Right. You don't need me to get those. Additional knowledge about all the different rules and things that pertain to financial planning was really the value proposition. Right. And so that was what motivated me to really get into financial planning.
Right. And I think a lot of people, I mean, you're right, they can open up an online brokerage account and buy whatever they want.
Yeah, these days everything's free.
Yeah, but the real key is not the financial, it's the planning in that whole sentence, right?
Yep.
How do I buy things that make sense, that fit my needs, and, you know, that doesn't hurt me in the next 5 or 10 years, right?
Yeah, or even there are lots of ways to make money other than hoping that things go up.
Right.
If you can make money by not paying as much in taxes, that's the same thing as if your investment performance is good. So there are lots of little things like that. And other things there, if you can help people keep what they've got by not making a mistake that might cause them to lose money, that's the same as making money too.
That's right. So keeping what you have, basically retaining your wealth so that, you know, you can use it for your well-being,
yes,
your health, your family, right? All those things.
Yep.
So, JR, how would you characterize your practice maybe as unique or maybe different from somebody else? What would you say?
That's a great question, because that's one of the questions I encourage people to consumers to ask, to if they're interviewing 3 or 4 financial planners, ask them that. You know, what makes you different from other financial planners or other financial professionals, whatever. And it probably applies to any profession, right? So what sets my profession apart, and hopefully it comes through in my speaking here, but I'm passionate about financial planning.
Right.
And I love learning new rules. I love reading employee benefits handbooks where you can find all the stuff that nobody ever wants to read to find all the little rules. So what makes me different is that I've been, in terms of passion, how it's expressed and how it's visible, I've written 8 papers in peer-reviewed professional and academic journals on a broad range of financial planning topics. I've written 3 papers on retirement income sustainability that won awards.
Wow.
And they also led to the development of Nest Egg Guru, which is the software that I created, which is also
sort of wonderful.
Unique, that we sell to other financial advisors. And so I've written probably close to 100 articles that have been published in lots of different.
So you're a researcher and you're a student. You're always
learning
more.
I'm just passionate about it. I think it's the coolest thing. Yeah,
clients.
So that's
great.
And that, you know, that's the passion that comes through. But I always tell people, like, you know, people want to come in and everybody wants to know what investments I pick. I'm like, this is not, like I always said, this is not rocket science. I'll give you a bunch of investments. I will design a portfolio that's customized to you. And honestly, you can get it yourself for free without having to pay me. That's the easy part. The part is showing you, and I have to prove to each client how I add value. This is what you're paying for, and this is why it's worth it.
Right.
And it's all the other things that really, the investment management part is obviously important, but it's not the whole thing. The financial planning is comprehensive, holistic planning. We give every client a platform that enables them to centralize and organize literally every aspect of their life and easily maintain it over time. And then going through all that stuff that they bring us together and going through and finding the mistakes and the oversights and the opportunities, that's how we add value. And that really, that's to me, I've pioneered that sort of, at least in Hawaii, and that's the value proposition. That's what sets us apart.
The comprehensive financial planning, putting it together with not just the right products, but the right people, right? Enabling the consumer or your client to then make the best decision.
Yeah, so when you talk about the people, like, we really take it seriously. So my job isn't to give people specific estate planning advice. My job isn't to give people specific tax advice. But my job is to raise awareness of things, the issues that the attorney probably is never going to call you about, or your CPA might, they're busy in tax preparation. Is to raise potential opportunities awareness, and then we collaborate with those other professionals to help work together to help the client.
Right.
So I guess in terms of explaining how it's different, a lot of people say they do comprehensive financial planning, and then it's mostly investment advice. Right. We really take the biggest value we provide is non and out the other things other than the investment management. Right. Investment management is really not that complicated. It doesn't need to be anyway.
Right. Well, JR, we definitely want to hear more about your comprehensive financial planning strategies and maybe a few tips you can share with Kupuna who might be listening out there.
Absolutely.
So we'll hear more about that right after this commercial break.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back. If you just joined us, we have J.R. Robinson. He's the owner and founder of Financial Planning Hawaii and co-founder of software maker nesteguru.com. And, you know, right before the break, that was a great story. You're showing your passion of financial planning. You're not the same as like the other financial planners. You're kind of, you talked about the comprehensive planning, that you do. Let's dive into that. What are, some of these strategies that you have for perhaps seniors, and how to, you mentioned it's not about, picking the right stocks or bonds or mutual funds to help, that will go up, but it's also about retaining their income and not, some tax strategies, et cetera. So if you can share some of these strategies, that'd be great.
Yeah. So I'll address both portfolio management or investment strategies and some of the non-investment. And honestly, maybe it's just me, but I think it's fun. I always describe that the passion for what I do comes from the fact that it's like a treasure hunt. So when people are bringing me their information to go through, that what fuels you, it's the treasure hunt. Mm-hmm. So people gather up all their information, give it to me, and then I go through it and see if I can catch mistakes they've made, catch oversights, catch little rule opportunities that I can point out to them to help them, justify paying me. Sure. So some simple examples, like the low-hanging fruit, for example, we'll go through a client's employee benefits handbook, which is sometimes it might be 80 pages long that they get, and nobody ever wants to read it. It's dry, it's arcane. Mm-hmm. To me, that's part of the treasure hunt. It's you go through and you see, okay, you've got a 401k plan and you've got group life insurance, so let me see the beneficiary forms, and they'll give me this happened to me today, actually. A client said, okay, here it is, and he gave me the 401k beneficiary designation form, and I said, okay, well, where's the group life one? Because he had $100,000 of group life insurance.
Somewhere.
isn't this the same one? No, actually, it's not. So if you died, that would you'd get your heirs. If they knew to look for the money, which they might not, they'd file a claim, but have to go through probate. Why make just we'll fill out a beneficiary form, and then we gather up. It's part of our financial planning platform. It's an online application that we give to all of our clients. We store the beneficiary form, so if something happened to them, the heirs or the survivors would know what they have and know to file a claim and things like that. But we find mistakes like that all the time. Or the funny ones are you've been divorced for 10 years, but your ex-spouse is still the primary beneficiary. Or I had this happen a bunch of times where clients, like I've got four kids, they had first kid, they updated the beneficiary form. Second form, they did. Third one, they're just too confused to get what's going on. So they never updated. So they're cutting two kids out of their estate plan without intending to. So, little things like that. Other more tangible things in terms of dollar amounts. If you're one of the things I've tried to do early on that inspired me to learn a lot of rules was to become an expert in qualified retirement plans. And so if you've got a lot of our business, clients are small business owners. So knowing the different rules for different types of plans, you can customize it. But the opportunity is, of course, to help businesses keep as much of what they're earning as possible and at the same time save for retirement. So knowing you know, just even just setting up a retirement plan, whether it's a SEP IRA or a simple plan or a Safe Harbor 401k or whatever plan they're setting up, whatever you're saving them in taxes is the same as making them money in investing.
Right.
So if you can save somebody $20,000 or $30,000 a year in taxes, that's value. And knowing all those different rules about how the different plans work, you can customize it, and that's value.
Jerry, you know, talking about the treasure hunt,
yeah.
you do remind me of a local Nicolas Cage. So you're doing a good job there.
You don't have glasses on.
You don't have glasses on. But if you could share with us, what are maybe a couple of instances, could be stories of clients you've helped, what are maybe a couple of tips that you could share with our Kupuna on could be retirement, could be planning, could be mistakes to watch out for?
All right. Let's see. So in terms of, well, I'll use Nest Egg Guru as an
right.
example. So
yeah.
Nest Egg Guru was created out of my own frustration with financial planning software. So it's still the case today. Most financial planning software requires hundreds of inputs and hours to prepare, and then you end up giving the client a book that they're never going to read again after they leave your office.
Right.
So part of what we try to do is, and Nest Egg Guru is created to do this, is to engage the client in the process and to help them understand how every variable that you change that you have some control over, how that impacts how long your money may last.
Mm-hmm.
So if this is for people who are approaching retirement or who are already retired.
Right.
So it's been a hot topic in retirement mm-hmm. research for like the last 20 years. Everybody wants to know, how long will my money last? Will
right.
I run out of money? And there are.
And is that the basic question that your software attempts to try to answer?
I would say it slightly differently.
Okay.
The software attempts, we have a couple of different applications, but the Retirement Income Sustainability app is designed to say, answer the question, if things go badly in the investment world, which we have no control over,
right.
will I still be okay? That's the primary
that's,
question. That
that's interesting, especially right now.
Exactly.
You know, people are out of work, they're being furloughed,
yes.
maybe their businesses may not survive,
yeah.
and will
yeah.
they be okay?
Yeah, and it's even for people retire. We have a retirement savings app that's similar. So what the software does, and does, I think, better than a lot of other more complex software, it doesn't have all the functionality, but what it does is it shows people, you know, you really don't need to know if things go well how much money you'll have and how rich you'll be. You really need to know, it's stress testing, basically. If things go really badly, when will I run out of money?
Right.
And the application sort of does that, and it does that by making lots and lots of simulations based on random sampling of historical returns. But the idea is that nobody has any idea what the market, regardless of what some people may say, they think they know the direction the market is. Nobody does. You know, if you ask somebody at the end of March, is the market going up? Nobody would say yes. It's down 37% now. It's going to be down to zero in 2 months. And here we are, you know, at an all-time high. And we could easily be back there next month. So nobody knows where the market's going. But what the software shows you is, okay, we don't know what's going either. We're not making any probabilities. We're not making any prognostications. What we're trying to do is show you, we'll just assume that things go badly. Look at the worst case scenarios and see, okay, under this scenario, your money lasts, you're full, things are maybe historically normal, your money, you don't have to worry about running out of money. If things are below average, maybe you'll still be okay. If things are anomalously bad, we have a really bad period of time, like retired at the end of 1999, for example, it's a really bad time.
Right.
You have two big bear markets when you start spending your retirement savings.
Right.
Under those sorts of scenarios, maybe you'll run out of money in 15 years or 20 years instead of 30 years. So the software helps educate people about those variables and get it and quantify it. And those are some of the, and there's so much misinformation or outdated information on that now. So I guess an advice to consumers would be to be very careful about historical assumptions. Like there's a 1994 paper that suggested that there was a 4% withdrawal rate would help you would survive any crisis, would you never run out of money. And it also normally comes at a huge sacrifice in wealth to your heirs or way wealth to your standard of living, because you'll end up with laughing heirs if you don't spend enough.
Right.
And at the same token, there are certain areas where that maybe isn't robust enough. Interest rates today are much, much lower than they were when that paper was published in 1994.
Yeah.
So bonds don't contribute much to returns before they did.
Yeah.
So things are different now. And it is important to stress test. Everyone
right.
should understand that assuming an 8% return per year or a 6% return, it doesn't work like that. You could retire
right.
and things go badly fast. So,
you know, Jay, one of the things that I've noticed is that a lot of people, they want the best potential return they can get, right? But then they'll be recommended a bunch of products that they're not familiar with, and they're just reading like the top two sentences of, well, what it promises you, and, you know, and they don't know the risks, the ins and outs, what are the tax consequences. But I think that's how a lot of people make their decisions, you know, and they're relying on the financial professional to say, well, here's a fine print, and you should do this or shouldn't do this. So for people who are kind of in that situation and there's just so much information, how do you advise they go about making their decisions?
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack in what you just said.
Yeah.
And actually, the other passion I have and I write about, I'm actually writing a paper now based on Hawaii's financial advisor data.
Right.
But disclosure is a big issue in our industry, consumer disclosure about, or put another way, unfortunately, financial planning can sometimes be about sales, too, where the consumer's interest and the advisor's interest aren't necessarily aligned.
Right.
And there's a huge informational asymmetry between the consumer and the financial advisor. Mm-hmm. So part of what you're saying is product complexity, and one of the first things that everyone should ask of their financial advisor, and it's not the questions that people would necessarily think to ask. The question is, do you disclose all forms of compensation? And if you're talking about this product, you think it's a good product, can you tell me the dollar amount that you'll get paid on it? Or if you're compensated in a different way, tell me. But if there's if it happens all the time where there's, unfortunately it happens in insurance and annuities quite a bit, but it can happen in other types of investments as well, where there is an opaque commission. And the returns that are projected there, whether they're pro forma or past performance, don't really tell the consumer really much about either the risk they're taking or the future returns. So the consumer is always at a big disadvantage. So that what needs to be done is to really make sure the financial advisor, just hold them to it. Just say, can you put in writing that you're going to disclose the compensation that you're making? If it's a product that has a commission and it's not avoidable, and if you're being compensated a different way, I need to know both ways. How are you getting paid for every dollar that I'm paying you? I'm not paying you if you're adding value, but right. I need to know that there's nothing hidden. So if you're talking about whatever product, whether it's insurance or annuities, I mentioned that because it's common, but I want to know how much the compensation is. It's not that you don't deserve to get it. It's just that I need to have that disclosure because it's relevant to my decision making when considering other products.
Right.
So it's a big deal. And
do you think a lot of financial planners do that? I don't think it's common practice. I think they'll, in their minds, are thinking, okay, this is going to give them a decent return. It's a safe product, so I'm going to recommend it. You know, but they won't say, well, this product B might be a little bit better.
Or this product has a guarantee, but you're locked into it for the next 15 years.
Right.
There'll be a big penalty if you get money out. I mean, there's all sorts of lack of disclosure is a major problem in our industry. And unfortunately, there's a lot of misinformation. Professional designations are often more of a sales tool than they are actually a credibility or sophistication indicator.
Right. So
it really is difficult. And the best way to get consumers around it is to actually ask those difficult questions. And most people in my profession, myself included, we're gregarious, we're outgoing, we're likable people, which is a problem if you're the consumer.
So what are three questions if you were in the consumer shoes and you were going to visit a financial planner's office? What are three questions that you would propose to them?
Yeah, so one question you sort of asked me already is like, what is your educational background, and what have you done to separate yourself from other financial advisors? Now, it's sometimes unfair. Like, I would ask that question because I've been doing this. I'm a dinosaur. I've been doing it for 30 years. But, you know, obviously, when I was a young advisor, I was telling people, I don't have a lot of experience. I'll just work really hard for you because I want to build a business. So.
Right.
But what is your experience? What makes you different? What makes you a better fit for me than anybody else? The second one is how are you paid? And this is one of the things that's a problem in our industry, because you'll often hear people say like, oh, I'm hourly based, so I have no conflicts of interest, or I'm asset based. Mm-hmm. I actually wrote a paper in the Journal of Financial Planning on this back in 2007 on comparing different financial advisor compensation models. And the point I was making is there is every single form of compensation has specific conflicts of interest.
Right.
And it's not avoidable. The issue is disclosing those conflicts, whether you're asset-based, whether you're commission-based, whether you're flat fee, whether you're hourly, whether it's subscription-based. Those are the main models in our industry. Mm-hmm. Every single one of those has a conflict of interest or one or more.
Right.
And it's funny, these days, I don't know if I'm getting too off track, but these days one of the most popular ways of popular models is hourly compensation. And everybody says, well, there's no conflict of interest. Well, there's ask any law firm, or there, if you read articles about how lawyers charge for their business, lots of people aren't really keen on hourly billing. And there's two conflicts of interest. One is the obviously the lawyer has an or financial advisor has an incentive to have a heavy pencil,
right,
and charge a lot for the hours. And the consumer, which is why it's so bad, to me that's the most conflicted model in financial planning. The consumer has a disincentive to provide the financial planner with the information to do a good job of financial planning.
Mm.
So that's these days that's the everyone's all high and mighty about hourly planning. Like I used to offer that and I stopped adding it because clients didn't want to share information. It's the whole point of what we're doing is trying to gather the information. So and it's true of every model. So if somebody's going to sell a product that's commissioned, fine, just disclose the amount, not that you're getting paid a commission. I want to know, is the commission $10,000 or is it $500?
Right.
It's relevant.
Okay. Those are good responses. And real quick, I just wanted to shed some light on your Nest Egg Guru software. In a 30-second nutshell, maybe you can share how that's going to benefit the financial planning world, and then how can somebody take advantage of it?
Sure. Yeah. So its benefit to the financial planning world is that we all have this expensive back-end software that ends up producing a big, long book that is very sophisticated and can help the client. But the clients these days are increasingly sophisticated, and you know they're online. There are lots of tools. These days, what clients expect from their financial planner is to be engaged and educated in the process. Where the software that we're using is all back-end software, they don't get to see it. Nest Egg Guru is client-facing software. Our subscribers or other financial advisors, they build it into their website, and they can run it with their clients to help educate them and include them in the process. So it complements our more sophisticated back-end software, but it really, the clients want to be educated and engaged. That's what Nest Egg Guru does.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks so much, Jared Robinson. I wish we could have more time.
Me too. This is
that's
fun.
It. Jared Robinson, owner and founder of Financial Planning Hawaii and co-founder of software maker nesteggguru.com. Thank you so much for being on our show.
Hey, mahalo.
Coming up next, we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Have you ever been worried leaving your loved one alone? Whether it be illness, a fall, or just personal safety, the Electronic Caregiver Mobile Medical Alert System with GPS technology will give you that peace of mind. With the simple press of a button, an on-call staff member will be able to locate you and provide expedited help by alerting family or emergency medical services. To learn more about the Electronic Caregiver, call Priscilla Wong at 954-0820 and mention Kupuna Wiki to receive a free gift.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
And now we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
Built in 1898, this golf course, a nine-hole golf course, is the oldest golf course on Oahu. In fact, Amelia Earhart landed her plane on this course's fairway. What golf course is this?
For a chance to win a Long's gift card, be the first person to call us with the correct answer at 808-792-5188. And we hope you're staying safe during this time of sheltering in place. And remember, you can go to kupunawiki.com to hear previous episodes of our radio show, or to just see who our service providers are and be introduced to some great professionals in the community. Again, go to kupunawiki.com or call 808-792-5188.
Again, we'd like to thank this segment sponsor, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 753-9033.
Well, thanks for joining us today on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show, Hawaii's senior resource. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Again, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Andrew.
And we'll see you back next time on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Kupuna Wiki radio program. If you'd like more information about today's topics, please call us at 792-5188. That's 792-5188. Or visit us online at kupunawiki.com. Until next time, aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource.